Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's Narala monthly call on Monday the 10th of September. We have Garth Brun, Alan Greenberg, Eric Brunner-Williams, Thomas Löwenhaupt, who is hopefully going to join us on the phone bridge, Alan Skews, Gordon Chilcott, Evan Leibovich, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Jolie McPhee, Glenn McKnight, Seth Rees, Eduardo Diaz. We have apologies noted today from Darlene Thompson and Heidi Ulrich. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Diesla Gruber. And if I could please also remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Garth.
Thank you very much, Gisela. This is indeed Garth Brun. And the first item that I'm going to go to after the roll call is the review of previous action items. And this would be from last month's call. And if I miss anything, I'm going by what's actually posted in the wiki. So if I miss anything, please feel free to bring it up. There are three action items. The first one is Darlene to send a list of ALSs. I'm assuming that Glenn has had that list in hand for a while. The second item is staff is looking to control for quality costs right now. We will follow up today. I'm also assuming that this has something to do with budgeting for the Toronto events, and I'm guessing that that's probably been addressed. The third item is staff will allocate 15 minutes maximum to the presentation of the slideshow for the Naralo survey during the Naralo Secretariat's meeting, and I believe that this is something that's also in process. And as I said, if I've missed anything that was an open action item from the previous meeting, please feel free to bring it up. And if there are no objections, we will go into the next item, number three, if Evan is on the call and is prepared to discuss the R3 document from the Future Challenges Working Group. That would be appreciated. Are you ready, Evan?
I certainly am. Thanks, Garth. This is Evan Leibovich for the record. For those of you who are not aware of it, the R3, which is essentially shorthand for making ICANN respected, relevant, and responsible, is the output of the Future Challenges Working Group that I co-chair along with Jean-Jacques Subrenat. And a number of people have taken part in this paper. The in light of the WCIT deliberations and the increasing, I won't call it hostility, but the increasing tension between ICANN and governments of the world, both through the GAC and outside, essentially led the Future Challenges Group to try and do a very high-level rethink of how ICANN operates and how it responds to its stakeholder groups. If you're interested, I will momentarily post a link to that in the Adobe Connect chat. What's happened, the current status of this right now is that there's actually some last-minute revisions that have been brought to us by Rinali Abdul-Rahim, who's on who's from Asia-Pacific. Right now that is being worked on, being presented to the working group. The result of that is going to be presented to ALAC for endorsement in very short order. We've also been told that there's interest in this from various people on the board, from various people in the GAC. Jean-Jacques and myself have been invited to participate in a Toronto panel on nonprofits and ICANN and the challenges of WCIT that will take place during the Toronto meeting. And we've been asked to present and introduce the R3 paper at that as well. That's a summary of this. I could go into the details of it, but I'd much rather you actually read the document itself. It's not very long. It's less than 3 pages. We worked very, very hard to make it that brief. because it was meant to be well-read and the start of a discussion rather than the end of one. Thanks.
Okay, this is Garth again. Thank you very much, Evan, for that update. All right, next we're going to go into the actual Toronto activities and some of the preparations we've been working on leading up to Toronto. And first I want to apologize to anybody who is trying to email me anything, because like many of us out there, I'm affected by this, this GoDaddy outage, and maybe this is something we should discuss at the meeting itself, because this seems to be a pretty big event. Anyway, the first item I have underneath the Toronto's event activities is calling all the troops, and this refers to current members, and it refers to previous members, and it refers to potential new members of Neuralo and at large. And we have made a substantial effort this time around to get as many people to the meeting as possible from Neuralo, and I think that we've been mostly successful in getting some people to a meeting who might not have been to a meeting before, and getting some people to a meeting who haven't been to a meeting in a while. And I think we're making good progress in this area. One of the things that I've been doing is actually reaching out personally to potential new ALSs and potential new unaffiliated at-large members for Neuralo, and trying to get them to come to the meeting, trying to get them to attend events, trying to get them to fill out applications to become an ALS. And I would encourage everybody else to do the same, and perhaps we can come up with a methodology or a platform to do just that. This is actually something that we may have a cross-RALO discussion on. I was on the secretariat's call, which involved the chairs and secretaries from the other RALOs, and everybody seemed to like this idea of, you know, having a session and discussing how we can improve the outreach and recruitment for our community. As far as the specific activities go, we have a whole bunch of wonderful things. We have an outreach event celebrating the 50-year anniversary of the RALOs themselves. And we're going to be recognizing various members of the group for their participation. Then we also have capacity building sessions, which are going to be every day of the meeting in the morning. And then we're also going to have a general assembly. And most of these events should be posted in the schedule by now, with the details posted in the schedule. Now, am I correct? Maybe staff can help me out. It's Monday night that we're going to have the anniversary event, correct?
This is Heidi. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Correct. And I just wanted to make a clarification, if I could, on the capacity building session.
Yes.
They're going to be held in the morning, Monday through Thursday, so they will not be held on Sunday. But then they will be held, the first hour will be held just with Neuralo, and then the second hour will be a joint session with the fellows.
Fantastic. Just so everybody at the call has the time in their mind, what time is the anniversary event going to be on Monday night?
Can you say the exact time, please? I don't have that in front of me.
That is 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And
all right,
I'm so excited about the welcome address is now confirmed. It's going to be given by the new CEO, Fadi Shahadi. So that has been confirmed.
Okay. In terms of organizing the Toronto events, we've had a great committee. It's made up of myself, Gordon, Eduardo, Glenn, Darlene, and Evan and Olivier have also been participating on the call. Glenn has done some outstanding work in this area, and I see that he has his hand up, so I'm going to recognize Glenn in the middle of this discussion. Go ahead, Glenn.
Thank you for the vote of confidence. My question was back to something you said about reaching out for people to get involved with what we're doing, and I was just wondering if, as a suggestion, that we have a working group to come up with some brainstorming ideas how to, beyond the stuff we're talking about now, the table and the event on Monday night, but I'm thinking, Garth and group, that perhaps we have a small working group to think of some strategies and what other people have done to reach out.
Glenn, thank you very much. This is Garth. Yes, actually, this is exactly what I was referring to when I was talking about the Secretariat's call. Where we had the other RALOs, and I kind of just laid this issue out on the table, especially since there have been some disputes within the RALOs among their membership. And, you know, we want all of our volunteer community folks to get along and feel like their input matters and their input is heard. And we're not going to get new volunteers if people don't feel like their input is being heard. So we want to make sure that that happens. And one thing that Glenn has been working on and some others in the group have been working on is this actual table that we're going to have in the main floor in the ICANN Village where we can reach new members. Glenn has a sign-up list, has a Doodle sign-up list where you can volunteer to run the table for a period of time. And what we discussed in our meetings for planning for the Toronto event is that we focus on break times, is that we have a heavy presence at the table during break times when everybody is out getting their coffee or going from room to room, going from meeting to meeting. Because this is when the hall is really full, and this is when people are kind of standing around, you know, waiting to get a snack, waiting to get coffee, and looking for something to do. And if we can set it up so Neuralo members are out on the floor and get their coffee early and then start working the table, you can sip your coffee and talk to potential new members. One of the other important things that has come up during our discussion is I think somebody's on a submarine, somebody on the call's been calling from underwater.
Hi, sorry to interrupt,
yep.
Garth, just to Skeesler here. If someone could please just make sure that they're muting their phone if they're in a noisy area by *6 and *7 then to unmute. Thank you very much. Here it goes.
Okay. That's much better. Thank you, Gisela. This is Garth again. Now, we have discussed a way of identifying ourselves as at-large people to talk to, and one of the ideas that has gone out is that we all wear yellow. And this could be some people might wear a yellow T-shirt, some people might wear a yellow shirt of some other nature. I'm probably going to wear a yellow tie. We're all going to do something that loudly identifies us as Neuralo members, and we'll keep making this point that if you see somebody wearing yellow and they have this at-large pin, you know, go talk to that person and ask them what's going on, ask them how they can get involved. So, and we're going to formalize that agenda item. Glenn, you still have your hand up. Did you have another comment about any of this? No? Okay. All right. So, where are we? Okay. Activities. And in terms of the different events going on in Toronto, we've had some great sponsors who are stepping up to donate. I think the total amount is around $10,000 to fund some of these outreach activities and to fund the catering event. We're also going to have music at the anniversary event, which Glenn has organized. It is a Canadian indigenous, you know, combination type music. If Glenn wants to discuss that, he's certainly welcome to if he wants to give people the details on that. And we're going to have, as Heidi mentioned, we're going to have the new CEO give a welcome speech. We're also going to have the sponsoring organizations, Affilius, Google, and Sierra, they're each going to have a member speak briefly at our meeting. And I think we just finally got the last speaker name from Affilius, unless I'm mistaken. As far as finished business goes, I believe that everybody, all the ALSs who have been offered and accepted and received the funding for the trip are all set. If not, if you are having any problems, obviously let me know or let someone from staff know. So we're looking to make this a fully collaborative and, you know, also fun and useful time for us to reach out to new members. In terms of unfinished business, there are just some details in terms of the outreach events, just some scheduling items, and also in the capacity building sessions, there are some scheduling items that haven't been completely fulfilled yet, but we'll be discussing those in detail on our Wednesday call at 3 o'clock, which is for the Toronto Planning Committee. Does anyone on this call have any questions or concerns or things that I missed from the Toronto Planning overview? And I'll go to Evan because he has his hand up. Go ahead, Evan.
Hi there. Garth, I don't have anything to add to any of the events you've been speaking about. But I wanted to just put in a plug for two social events that will be going on that week.
Please, go ahead. This is Garth. Please.
Okay. Essentially, there are two things, one of which is a social event that I will be hosting at my house on the Thursday evening. With the help of staff, we can work that either before or after dinner or something like that. The intention is just to have something nice and light and social at my place. So we'll be sending out more details about that. My house can accommodate a reasonable number of people as long as it's probably just, you know, ALAC and the Naralo attendees. And the other thing I wanted to mention is for the Saturday, that is the day after the conference, I'm arranging a tour of Niagara Falls, Niagara on the Lake, and the wine area. So if you're interested, I have just put a link to the Doodle entry there. If you're interested in coming, it's an all-day event. It leaves from and arrives back to the venue hotel on the Saturday. I believe that's the 20th. If you're interested, please come with us. And I'll be sending out more details about the Thursday event soon on. Garth, I don't know if there's any possibility of allocating, like, $30, $40 for snacks or stuff or something like that. I can probably do some of that on my own, but any help is appreciated.
Okay, Evans, this is Garth. If that's the case, I suppose we can look at the what is in the till as far as the donations and sponsorship and budget go. Is someone on the staff who is available to answer the question as to maybe Matt can answer the question about what is left in terms of that kind of funding, just for Evan's shindig?
Hi, this is Matt. I don't have the numbers, but I can look into that and get back to Evan.
Like I say, I'm going to do it with or without the help, but. If I get some cash, I can. There's some interesting hors d'oeuvres and stuff that I could add to this.
Okay, thank you very much, Evan and Matt. This is Garth. I'm going to turn the floor over to Alan, who has his hand up. Please go ahead, Alan Greenberg.
Yeah, thanks. On that one, my gut feel is for optics, we shouldn't ask for ICANN money for that. I know I'm willing to put $20 into it or something, and I'm sure a bunch of others are. To help cover any costs, I'd suggest we not try to use ICANN money.
Okay,
that's just my gut feeling. Others may not agree, but if all you're looking for is something under 100, we should be able to accumulate that between a few of us.
Okay, works for me. I was going to contribute to it out of my per diem anyway. So
okay.
This is Garth again. I'm certainly willing to pony up. Cash to Evan myself, that's not a problem for me. I would agree with Alan about that because these are things that are taking part outside of the meeting venue. So there you go.
Okay. Garth, can you and maybe Matt or somebody on staff just give me an idea of the numbers? If we include all the people who are funded to come from Naralo, as well as the other 20 ALAC people and staff, at least that will give me an idea of what to budget for in terms of food and drink.
Yeah, I have a list of items. I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
Okay. This is Garth. Heidi, you broke up a little bit there at the end, but I'm assuming that you were just offering your assistance to Evan. Okay. Before we move on, does anybody have any other items that they wish to discuss about the planning for Toronto? Please speak now. Who is that?
This is Johnny. Are you allowed to talk to me? Do you still have some, right?
I'm sorry, Jolly. I'm having trouble understanding what you're saying on the phone.
I made buttons for San Francisco. I'm wondering if we still have some, or whether I need to make some more.
Jolly, perhaps. I mean, I don't know if everybody else is having the trouble, but I can't. There's some kind of phone interference. I can't hear what Jolly's saying. If you could enter it into the chat, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sylvia has also indicated that she can't understand what Jolly's saying. It does sound like there's some interference on the phone. Okay. All right, we will move on briefly to the election results. And there were a few elections within our RALO. One of them was myself as chair. The other two were Evan and being reaffirmed, and Darlene being unopposed. And then we also have Glenn, who is returning as a non-com representative. I don't believe that was an election-based posting. Glenn, you have your hand up. Please go ahead. Glenn, are you there? Okay, we will keep Glenn in mind. I can't hear him right now, but that's okay. All right, so passing over the election results, and there is a link to the details within the...
Hello?
Yes, Glenn, are you there?
Yeah, I had mute on my phone, and I had mute on the system, so a double mute. That's another issue. Just one thing on the NomCom that I wanted you to know, and I did send an email on this. My name is in as a possible chair or chair-elect for NomCom, so just to give you the heads up. So I have not heard anything back on that yet, so just to give you the heads up on the NomCom world.
Okay, this is Garth. Thank you very much, Glenn.
Thank you.
We'd love to see somebody on our team on that team. That's fantastic. Okay, I see that in the chat that Matt has sent a list to Evan that he asked for about the attending members. Okay, that's great. Glenn, you still have your hand up. Did you have something else you wanted to say? No? Okay. All right. I know Evan is on the phone. I don't know if Olivia. Yeah, Olivia is on the line, apparently. Do either of you have any ALAC updates for the group? Anything that's going on in ALAC that you would like to discuss? I suppose I'll go to Olivier first, since Evan's already been speaking a little bit.
Thanks very much, Garth. It's Olivier for the transcript. I was actually writing something totally different with regards to Glenn, what Glenn has just said. In fact, I might as well say it, typing it in there. If Glenn is selected as the chair or chair-elect of Naralo, then the ALAC will have to choose someone else for the North American part of the North American part of the world to fill the seat on the NomCom that Glenn would have vacated. That's just one thing. On the ALAC front, there were many statements which were drafted, and they're currently being filed. There was support for the DSSA working group final report. There was support for various things that are taking place at the moment. FSAC as well. There was support for SAC 054, and thanks to the questions that were raised by ALAC, this report was translated in French and in Spanish as well. Apart from this, I'm just doing this from memory at the moment. I can't think of anything else. Maybe Glenn has Glenn, or I see Glenn has put his hand up. Maybe he can add something, or maybe Evan has something else to add. I see Evan's putting his hand up, so I'll leave both of them to provide a fuller update. Thank you.
Please, I'll give the floor over to Evan. Thank you.
Hi there. Not too much to add. I just wanted to put a bit of an emphasis on a number of activities that are happening and relating to WHOIS. Specifically, Alan and myself have been participants in a drafting group that's going to be involved in GNSO policy development process regarding making thick WHOIS mandatory for all registries. This has been a contentious issue for quite some time, and so after GNSO has been around the block on this, and the latest thing now is that I believe based on an issues report, there is a drafting team to set out the framework for a PDP on making thick WHOIS mandatory. Alan and I are involved with that. And in fact, I just sent in some input this morning regarding how to do this to make sure that this is framed with the public interest in mind. As well, as you may know, ALAC has given its support to the WHOIS review team report, which in no uncertain terms tries to call for a robust WHOIS implementation. And so this has become a major issue. There's a necessity to balance public interest needs for disclosure and accountability along with privacy concerns. It's a fine line to dance, but it has to be done nonetheless. And Avery is also on this, as she noted in the chat, and Alan is co-chair of this drafting team. Thanks.
Oh, this is Garth. Thank you very much for that update, Evan. That's fantastic. It's all good work. So, moving off of ALAC, we're going on to number 7, which is any other business. And I do want to open this up to anybody on the call, but before I do that, I want to give a big thank you to everybody who supported me in the election, and even those who didn't. And I really, really hope to continue to earn your trust throughout the year. And I want to make a personal appeal to everybody within the group to seek me out. And I am happy to talk to anybody about any issue. And I really want to make this a productive year for all of us. And I want to hear what your issue is. And I don't always know what everybody's priority is, what everybody's motivation is. And I really, really, really want to understand it, and I want to have a deep understanding of what everybody is concerned about in this space. So in terms of leading up to the meeting, at the meeting, after the meeting, feel free to contact me about anything. Nobody can email me right now because GoDaddy is having a problem, but I'm available on Skype and Twitter and LinkedIn and any of those other mediums. I'm also going to be reaching out to each individual Neuralo member that I can find to try and have just a very, very brief kind of interview where I can ask you just 3 specific questions so I can get a better understanding of who you are and where you're coming from and where you want to go with all this. So I'm very serious about getting everybody involved. And as I said before earlier in the call, we had a secretariat's call where we discussed ways that we can maybe help other RALOs and RALOs can help us and resolving any kind of internal disputes, and we can set up kind of a dialogue or a working group in resolving these issues, because the last thing we want is for the volunteer community to be fighting with each other. And I hate to see that personally. So before I close off and before we end the meeting, I do want to open up the floor to any other business. Let me hear you on the call or let me see your hand in the chat room. Go ahead. All right, Evan has his hand up. Go ahead, Evan.
Hi. Actually, I'm speaking on behalf of Jolie, who's trying to ask about the buttons, and so the response is that Heidi, who may be on the call but not on Adobe Connect, may be aware of our situation with buttons. Any chance for an update on that?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Well,
okay,
I can.
Yes, okay, so we have, I believe, 50 Neuralo buttons. Matt, correct me if I'm wrong. And we're going to be ordering, I believe, around 300 of the five-year anniversary buttons. So I think we have a good number. We also have, 150 English and French brochures for Neuralo, and we have 50 Spanish. But I'll confirm those numbers. Thank you.
Okay, Glenn has his hand up. I'm going to recognize Glenn.
Yeah, two things. I did find two volunteers that would be willing to video and photograph at our event on the Monday night. I put that into the chat box, but I don't think it's minuted, so I'll need passes for them to make sure they can get into the room. And the second thing is, since we're bringing up the event, I guess we'll bring it up on Wednesday as well. It was mentioned that there's multimedia capability or a projector, I think that was brought up. And I just wanted to do the general group. What were people thinking? Were we thinking of some of the photographs of the people receiving their acknowledgement, or what was the frame of thinking when that was brought up?
Well, this is Garth. I think that Matt at that time had offered some possibilities for multimedia, and we had discussed, Heidi had a list of potential slide items. Are you talking, saying, having one side for slides and then something else for video, Glenn?
No, I was thinking, since we're acknowledging certain individuals, I'm not sure how much we're going to talk about that individual when they get a certificate or acknowledgement, but possibly their picture on the screen, or even a slight, a small PowerPoint presentation, their picture and a little bit of profile on that individual. So it gives a sort of, it's a little bit of a showcase of the individual and their contribution.
Okay. Is this something that the group would like to see? I mean, maybe you can just put a little, you know, that little checkbox in the agree in the chat room. I just put mine in there. In the meantime, I'm going to recognize Aubrey, who has her hand up. Please go ahead, Aubrey.
Yeah, hi, this is Aubrey. I don't know if this is relevant, but while people were making their plans, especially people that are local, or relatively local, I wanted to let people know that the NCUC is holding a all-day Friday session on security and freedom in a connected world. And I think the website on it should go public anytime. But if anybody does happen to have the ability to be there on Friday, that's something they could consider. I know NCUC is doing outreach to local people, and so probably if through, you know, Neuralo or through other, they can reach out to local people. That would be a good thing. I just wanted to mention that. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Aubrey. I see that Glenn still has his hand up. Did you have another comment, Glenn? No? Okay. Please, Heidi, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, but just a comment on Glenn's request for the to film the Neuralo outreach event. I believe that Communications will be having a professional photographer there who will be creating a video similar to the one that they created for the ALAC anniversary event. But I can confirm that as well. And also, the more the merrier. If Glenn still would like to video that, that's fine as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi. One of the things that I would like to do at the next planning call, the next Toronto planning call on Wednesday, is since we have so many of these details kind of nailed down and ready, I want to actually move on to getting a more formal agenda out to the membership. So everybody who hasn't been involved directly in the planning and directly involved in the calls has an idea of what's going on, and we can discuss that more on Wednesday. I just wanted to let everybody know that, so if they, you know, are wondering what's going on, if they do have questions about it, we do want to prepare something, and you can certainly contact me. And if there are no other issues or objections, we can actually end this call early. But if you do have an issue, please, I'm going to give you a moment to raise it.
This is Eduardo.
Eduardo, por favor.
I don't think it has to do anything with this call, but does anybody know what's going on with GoDaddy? Because I'm not sure. This doesn't have to do with the NatRally. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is Garth. I mean, from what I understand, there is some sort of denial of service attack, or it, specifically, some people claim it's on their DNS servers. I think Olivia made a comment that that wasn't the case. I don't know. I don't have any more details than that, but anybody else is welcome to jump in.
Okay, well, I will keep looking on the internet.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's not that important. I motion to close the meeting.
Olivier has his hands up. Go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Garth. It's Olivier for the transcript. Just to answer quickly, it's unknown at the moment what type of attack it is. It appears that there is some DNS servers affected, but solely for those that are served by the DNS servers from GoDaddy. So, as when there is an attack, one never knows what's going on until afterwards, and I'm sure there will be a report that will be drafted. But it is interesting that this type of attack is something which the DNS Security and Stability Analysis Working Group, the DSSA Working Group, has looked at and has established scenarios for. The report is actually online, and I encourage everyone to check that report. It's up for a public comment at the moment, and it's, in fact, I think it was the last day today for the initial public comments. So you're very welcome to all have a look at that if you want to look at the different types of formulation of different types of attacks that could take place on the DNS, et cetera. Okay, that's all. Thanks.
This is Garth. Thank you, Olivier. Maybe this attack is actually a type of comment and that it will be filed as part of the open comments. All right. So if there are no other questions, no other objections, we will close the call early. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, ICANN staff. And I'll talk to some of you again on Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.